What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It is 7:21, Total Information AM Sunday. It's Hancock and Kelly time. John Hancock and Michael Kelly joining me right now. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Happy 4th of July weekend. Did you guys do anything fun?
Went to our friend's house last night. They've got a place out on the Merrimack River, and we shot some pretty amazing fireworks for a house party. It was fun.
Michael?
I watched the original Supermans with Christopher Reeves over the last couple of days.
Nice. Well, speaking of America, Musk yesterday, Elon Musk, announces that he is going to create a new party called the America Party after his split with President Trump, especially over the bill that just passed. John, I'll start with you. Is this going to go anywhere?
I would be highly doubtful. You can't just create a political party out of whole cloth. The closest we've come in our lifetimes was Ross Perot and the Reform Party.
Mm-hmm.
He had one competitive cycle, well, competitive. He got 19% of the vote for president. But you build a political party from the ground up. You win some state legislative races. And I won't say it's impossible, but I think it's highly unlikely. It will be benefited if Musk decides to plow a couple of billion dollars in, though, I suppose. He might have, but I also don't know that there's an appetite for what he's selling. So we'll find out.
Well, doesn't this country need another political party? Honestly, with the two-party system, in many ways, it seems to have failed America. Michael, your thoughts?
Oh, I don't know that it's failed America. I think we're going through a change right now where people are realigning themselves, and I kind of tend to agree with John. A third party is really hard to pull off. Well, the one key thing, though, that Elon Musk brings to that fight is resources, and that's something that's lacked for third parties in the past. More likely than not, Scott, a couple of candidates that call themselves America Party may wind up being successful, but I think they essentially just cannibalize the Republican Party if Elon's Musk message continues to be about spending. So I don't think it's a sustainable solution that he has, but I definitely think that it could be disruptive, at least in one cycle.
Well, we've talked about, and this is what I was referring to earlier, is the extremism that is happening. Yeah. You know, and you talked about in the primaries, people not turning out, you end up getting these extreme candidates, and that's what is happening all around the country. I guess my follow-up question then, I'll start with you, Michael, is what would a third party, what would a message be that you think would work and resonate with the American people?
Well, I think it's got to be common sense. And I think there'll be candidates inside of each the Democrat and Republican Party that push it. What we've learned over the last several years is people are not participating in primaries. And as a result, we're getting more extremist candidates as a result of it. Hopefully, education will continue and people will get involved in primaries and the pushback could begin to bring back more common sense. And I think those both of those could evolve inside the existing parties.
John, let me ask a similar question to you, though. How would Elon Musk make this work? Let's say he could do it. What would his message be and how could it be effective?
Well, you'd have to run a campaign messaging of stop the nonsense, some kind of thing, and try and find candidates who are, you know, in Musk's case, if he wants to paint them according to his own politics, they would be right of center candidates. But you get into the same problem that Michael outlined, where, you know, you're not going to take votes necessarily evenly from both camps. You know, there's a sense, Scott, where we've got a three-party system now. You've got Republicans, a diminishing number participating. Democrats, a diminishing number are participating. And then you got everybody else who doesn't participate until November. And that's the third party right there. And I think the easiest way to engage that large chunk of the electorate is to get them participating in one of the two major political parties' candidate selection processes. And I think that's a more linear fix to the problem that you've accurately outlined.
What was your take, John, on the bill and how it all came together this week? It was so razor thin in the Senate that the vice president had to step in and vote. And then it looked like, boy, it could be weeks before this passes the House. And all of a sudden, everyone came together. So what does that say about what's going on in the Republican Party right now?
Well, the Republicans had to pass it. And it was going to pass, and they had to make enough one-off deals. They made one with Lisa Murkowski in the Senate and probably others to sprinkle that thing full of goodies for their home states or districts. But it was always going to pass. I don't think it's going to be as draconian as the folks on the left are predicting, and I also don't think it's going to be an economic panacea as the Republicans are predicting, especially in the context of we're still unsettled on what this tariff regime is going to look like. And so when you're cutting taxes on the one hand and imposing taxes through tariffs on the other, whatever benefit you get from an economic punch from tax cuts is going to be mitigated somewhat, I think.
Michael, what was your take on the final bill that passed?
Well, it's exactly what the president wanted, and I think it's going to be costly to many of the Republicans who had to vote for it. This isn't new, right? When a president comes in, particularly a president who winds up getting both houses of Congress and the White House, they want to push through their agenda, and this particular president is likely a lame duck here after the end of the year. Well, he is a lame duck, but it is likely loses his relevancy as time continues to evolve. And so if you go back and look through history, the same thing happened to Barack Obama, and the Democrats wound up having, or the Republicans wound up having, a really good a couple of cycles as a result of the whole debate about health care. And so now the Democrats have something to organize around, which is this terrible bill, which affects the very people that Donald Trump put together as a coalition for his support. So I anticipate a couple of good years coming the Democrats' way simply based on history, and now we have something to organize around.
Michael Kelly and John Hancock. Gentlemen, thank you.
You bet, brother.
All right, it's 7:28. This is Total Information AM Sunday for July 6th. Stay tuned. From sea to
shining sea. You know, I wish I had somebody to help me sing this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.